an hour, 15 minutes, and we're going to be going through just as a general outline. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit and kind of follow the flow of that, but he blesses preparation too. So we have felt led to have like three major sections of what we're going to be doing tonight. And really felt strongly biblically tonight for us just to begin with a time of thanksgiving and praise. This is worship. Praise the Lord. We're to enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And so you may hear some music that you know, join in. A lot of it will be extemporaneous. And then we're going to move into a section. The Lord just laid on my heart that we need to focus on the suffering, those that have been stricken by the storms, the hurricane, the flooding. It's just terrible, particularly in North Carolina, Tennessee, some of those areas, what those people are having to endure at this very moment. And then those that are suffering in Israel, and this was before today happened, where the missiles are raining down tonight in Israel, being fired from Iran. So we want to, in that section, we're going to pray particularly for those that are suffering. And we're going to have scripture we're going to read, and the team's just going to step into the Word. And I'll be calling on some of you to come up, and I may sometimes say, hey, please come pray. Then some of you, if you feel led, you want to pray into what we're praying into. And the last section, we're going to be in Isaiah 59. The Lord really laid this on my heart about when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard. And this is where we're going to really get into decreeing and declaring. You know, we're less than 40 days away from a very major decision that's before our nation that we need to pray into. We want to pray for revival in our region, in our state, and across the nation as well. So a lot of repentance and restoration kind of thing. So that's just kind of a general outline. But let's step into it by faith. Will we agree tonight? We'll do that. And just let the Lord have his way, that this will be a time that is productive and targeted and birthed by God's Spirit. So I want to ask you to stand to begin with, and you may not be able to stand the whole time. And also just come up. Let's come up and cluster together. We're in the room together, but let's tighten the group a little bit and just step into a time of thanksgiving and praise. So Father, we begin this time tonight lifting up and declaring the name of Jesus over this gathering. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would move through this group tonight to birth prayers in the Spirit, songs in the Spirit, to release decrees, prophetic words, declarations, Lord, that need to be released. Have your way, O Lord. May your heart become our heart. Lord, may what you're saying out your mouth be spoken out our mouths tonight. We come together in faith tonight. Lord, you said if two or three of us are gathered together in your name, that you are in our midst. And Lord, we believe that means that you will manifest your presence. Stretch your hands toward our worship team. Lord, we pray that you'd bless this team that's before us tonight. Thank you for them giving their time tonight. We pray that the Holy Spirit would move upon them, move through them. Lord, that you would birth in their minds and out their mouths the things that need to be sung, the things that need to be declared in song. And Lord, we pray that we would feel the freedom just to pray in the Holy Ghost, to pray in the Spirit, to team up with the Holy Spirit to birth the prayers that are ordained by you yourself, O Lord. So have your way tonight, O Lord. Have your way tonight. Let's just begin to praise him and begin to thank him in Jesus' name. Yes, yes.
Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you've done, and we thank you for what you're going to do, Father. We just enter in right now. We praise your name. We just have joy in you, Father. Thank you so much for your joy. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is good. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations.
I've got joy, I've got The grace is in this place. Oh, I thank you for your grace. We thank you for your grace.
To you tonight, we lift up your name and say that your name is above every other name. We lift up the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, and we thank you for him. We thank you that he is seated at your right hand, making intercession for us. And as we are interceding tonight, he is interceding with us, Jesus, and your Holy Spirit is moving through this prayer, through this intercession. We thank you for your goodness upon our life. We thank you, Lord, that we are here, that we have the freedom to come and pray and worship you in this land. Lord, we thank you for living in this land called America, Lord. And we pray, Father, for your very best blessings upon our land and upon your people. Lord, we just thank you so much for your Holy Spirit who lives inside us, who teaches us, who challenges us, who comforts us, who convicts us. We thank you for the ministry of your Holy Spirit here tonight and around the world. Lord, you are so good to us, and we just set our hearts, Lord, to be grateful, to be thankful, to praise you, Lord, to just connect with you tonight as the God of all mercy, the God of all grace, the God of all power.
I'd like for you, those of you, if you feel comfortable doing this, if you don't, that's fine. but just get in groups of about 3 or 4 people and just have a little praise party, a little Thanksgiving party. Just begin to thank God for things that's going on that He's blessed you with. But just connect with someone and let's fill this atmosphere with thanksgiving and praise. Just begin to praise Him. Thank Him for all that He's doing, for who He is. Oh, Lord, we bless You. The scripture that we just read, it began this way. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, a joyful shout. So on three, let's do that. One, two, three. Jesus! Yes! Hallelujah! 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 We're going to step at a time now of just intercession. The scripture is going to be read, where we're invited into God's throne room. And so I want a number of you just to come up, and some of you may just have one thing you want to pray about in this area. Some of you may be burdened for other areas. And we also want to make room when the worship team picks up on something that they want to sing into that we're praying down here. We'll join back with them. And we'll move back and forth. But during this time, let's just focus our hearts and just ask God to give us His heart for those that are suffering now. So, Lord, we bless You. We open our heart to hear Your word.
Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Lord, give us Your heart. There's somebody to come up and just begin praying into some of these needs. The hurricane, the flooding, what's going on in Israel. Kayla.
Lord, we just come together as Your body. And Lord, I just pray for every person that has experienced trauma through this situation, Lord. I just ask that You will come and just hold the hearts of the brokenhearted, Lord, because You're near the brokenhearted. So, Lord, I even ask for a grace to just remove traumatic memories and horrific things that people have seen and encountered and experienced, Lord, that You would just lift burdens, maybe even off of the personnel that are helping and rescuing people that have seen tragic, tragic things that just burden them when they come home to their families, Lord. And for each person that has experienced loss, Lord, we just declare the thief has been caught in the act, and we declare recompense over their lives, Lord, that You would restore all, that You would give them more than what they have lost. Lord, that You would just show them Your hand and Your love and Your goodness, just as we sang about in the land of the living, Lord, they would find joy again. They would find a sense of peace and home again. And Lord, just as You did, and this is my testimony, and I just prophesied over this disaster that, Lord, out of the ashes and out of the devastation, You brought something that was better than what we had before. And You taught us and refined us and grew us in our time of rebuilding and pressing. And You brought us favor from those that surrounded us. So, Lord, I just release that over these families, that they will be restored and that they will grow and even learn more about who You are through this tragedy. In Jesus' name.
Really felt something on that out of the ashes when Kayla said that. So out of the ruins, out of the ashes, let's see if we can sing into that. Mark, come on up, brother.
But now says the Lord, your creator, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in your place. Since you are precious in my sight, since you are honored and I love you, I will give other men in your place, other peoples, in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. Father, in Jesus' name, we stand in the place. We stand, Father God, in the gap for our brothers and sisters that have gone through the rivers and have gone and waters have overflowed their towns, their communities, their homes, and their lives in the natural would seem that destruction has come. But Father, I thank you that there is no destruction in you. Father, houses may fall, cars may be crushed, water may overflow, but your spirit, the river of living water, is the water that flows from us. And we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters tonight. Father, I just stand before you in Jesus' name and say to you, I declare tonight over them that they are free because the water has not overflowed them. The rivers have not destroyed them because you, Father, love them and you bring them out of wherever they would seem to be. They are not because your hand is upon them. I bless you for that, Father, and I thank you in Jesus' precious name.
Lord, you always turn what the enemy means for bad for good. So we're asking for those that have been devastated by the hurricane that you will visit them and save them. Let this be a time that they see you and are convicted that they need you as their Savior. God, we ask for as many as can be saved, that they would be saved. And God, you would restore what the enemy has robbed from them, that you would send people who will witness to them and love them and help them. And Lord, we ask that you perform miracles for them, that they will know that you are God and you love them. So we thank you for turning what the enemy meant for bad for good and for your glory.
Pray the prayer that Dutch Sheets prayed this morning. It was just so beautiful. Start off with Psalm 46. God, you're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You're a proven help in time of trouble, more than enough and always available whenever I need you. So we will never fear, even if every structure of support were to crumble away. We will not fear even when the earth quakes and shakes, moving mountains and casting them into the sea, for the raging roar of stormy winds and crashing waves cannot erode our faith in you. So God, we ask now for the fulfillment of this through the southeastern United States. Cause those who don't know you to turn to you through this. You are not the destroyer. You are the redeemer. Remind those who know you to lean into your grace, your strength, your comfort, keeping their anchor of hope attached. Remind them that you're the God who can take even the bad and use it for good. And may they remember that you will not leave them or forsake them in this time of crisis. In Jesus' name.
So in this time of turning what was meant for bad to good, Lord, I cry out for those that have had their hearts softened towards you, Lord. Jeremiah 24:7, Lord. A new heart, Lord. That they would truly know you, that you would be their God and they would be your people, and they will serve you with their whole heart. Not just in a crisis, Lord, but from now on, Lord. And according to Hebrews 12:28, let us therefore receive a kingdom that is firm and stable and cannot be shaken, and offer to the Lord pleasing service and acceptable worship. in godly fear and awe, for the Lord indeed is a consuming fire, a consuming fire of all that is not of him. So Lord, let anything that was not of you, that was an idol, Lord, not be replaced as an idol, but instead the Jeremiah 24:7 things of the kingdom, Lord, in Jesus' holy name, in Jesus' name.
God, I'd like to pray over the people who got damaged by the hurricane and the rain. I'd like to pray over Tennessee that you just protect the people who have been through major trauma of the hurricane that hit up there and in Louisiana. I'd like to pray over Louisiana too, that you just let them know that everything will be fine, the hurricane will be over soon. And I'd like to pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we say yes and amen to all these promises that have been prayed and mentioned. And we decree and declare that what the enemy has meant for evil will be used for good. Lord, we declare that what would be used for destruction and isolation and separation, that you are going to use it to bring us closer together, to bring families that have been apart closer together. Relationships that were severed will be reunited. Lord, we believe that you are the one who can speak in the middle of the storm, that you can calm the storms on the inside of people's lives, even because of these storms around them that have happened. And Lord, we thank you that out of the ashes will rise new life. We thank you that out of the ruins will become monuments of your grace. God, we thank you that you are and always will be, everlasting to everlasting, our God. You do the impossible. All things are possible with you. Stretch forth your hand that you might do mighty signs and wonders in the middle of all of this tragedy. And Lord, we do lift Israel up to you tonight. We ask that they would be supernaturally protected. Lord, may the arrows, as it were, of the enemy, may they fall short. May they never hit their mark, their intended mark. We pray, Lord, that this would be brought to a quick conclusion. We, as you, your word tells us to, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We thank you of that covenant you made with Abraham, that you bless those that bless him, curse those that curse him. So protect Israel from all of her enemies. And Lord, we pray that the people who would be speaking into the ears of those who make governmental decisions, that they would be as the sons of Issachar, that are wise discerning the time, that are wise concerning what Israel should do. Oh God, grant wisdom. Grant wisdom. Grant wisdom. Stretch forth your hand to protect. Oh Lord of the angel armies, send forth your warriors to surround the holy city, surround that holy land, Lord, that your purposes would prevail, your people would be protected, and your name would be glorified. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As they go back into just beginning to sing into what we've been praying, let's just pray in the Spirit for a season.
We will rise.
One more time to get back in groups, and let's pray specifically for Israel. In less than 24 hours, probably about 18 hours from now, they'll be beginning Rosh Hashanah, which will be the head of the year, the head of the Jewish New Year. So here they are at the beginning of their new year, and rockets are raining down upon them. Every voice in the room matters in this issue. Alabama was a state that first recognized Israel's right to have to exist as their own nation in May of 1948. So out of Alabama tonight, let's let prayers arise. Your voices matter. So if we can get back into groups, and just those in the group that feel led, pray over Israel, that God's plans and purposes would be realized and fulfilled. Also mindful of what's happening there, even in this very hour. And the worship team will continue. Thank you. also want to ask you to join in this prayer. For several years now, there's been a great move of God in Iran where people are coming to know Christ. Not everybody there wants what's happening, but, you know, there are some terror-driven leaders and so forth. But we have lots of brothers and sisters in Israel and in Iran. So, Lord, we are believing for harvest time in Israel and harvest time in Iran. And we pray, Lord, that an unneeded, unnecessary war would not erupt. We just pray for peace. We pray this would be brought to a speedy conclusion. And, Lord, that it would result in greater harvest. We just declare harvest time in Israel, harvest time in Iran, in honor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ, whose blood was shed, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Restraining hand. We need to pray right now that God puts a restraining hand upon Russia. It's not the time for Russia to get involved with it. But I believe that we are about to see something that I saw in 16. And after that, we're going to see a shaking. I don't know if it's literally, physically, or spiritually, a great shaking. But it's not time for Russia to get involved. Lord, I ask you to put your hand upon Russia. No, in the name of Jesus, not your time, Russia. In the name of Jesus. Not at this time, Russia. We ask you to speak to Putin for every one of those leaders in the name of Jesus. It's not your time, Russia. In the name of Jesus. It's not time.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hear the reading of the word.
Isaiah 59:19. So shall the fear, the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
The fear of the Lord. He is worthy.
Watchers on the wall. I need some people up here releasing some fire. I need you up here using your authority, bringing order, calling things into order. In the name of Jesus, revival, awakening, our region, our state, our nation, the churches, repentance, restoration. Let's do it. Come on, soldiers. I need some soldiers. Come release it. Come release it. Come release it.
This is so appropriate for tonight as we pray into the election that will be a selection of God's man. God, do not be silent. Do not remain quiet. Listen to this. Those who hate you have exalted themselves, O God. Fill their faces with dishonor. As for us, our strength is in you. The Lord gives grace and glory to his children. So we decree that those who hate you, their faces will be turned to dishonor. Those who hate you have exalted themselves. It will be no more. And we say, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. And by the way, she had this, we had the same verses and we didn't know it.
We did, but mine was for Israel. And I don't know if you want to go back to that right now. But if you'll let me read this Psalm 83 before. So could apply to the election as well. Psalm 83 in the Passion Translation. God, you have to do something. Don't be silent and just sit idly by. Can't you see what they're doing? All your enemies are stirred up in an uproar. They despise you, Lord. In their defiant arrogance, they rise up to host secret councils against your people, including America and Israel. They conspire together to come and harm your cherished ones, your hidden ones. Our enemies keep saying, now is the time to wipe Israel off the map. We'll destroy even the memory of their existence. They made their pact, consulting and conspiring, aligning together in their covenant against God. do to them what you did to the Midianites who were defeated by Gideon, or what you did to Sisera and Jabin when Deborah and Barak defeated them by the Kishon River. Do to your enemies what you did at Endor, whose rotting corpses fertilized the land. Repeat history, God. Make all the noble ones die like Oreb, Zebah, and Zabuna, who said in their pride, we will seize God's people along with all their pleasant lands. Blow them away, God, like straw in the wind, like a tumbleweed in the wilderness. Burn them up like a raging fire, roaring down the mountainside. Consume them all until each only charred sticks remain. Chase them away like before a mighty storm and terrifying tempest. Oh, Lord, disgrace them until their faces fill with shame, and make them acknowledge the glory of your name. Make them utter failures in everything that they do until they perish in total disgrace and humiliation. So they will know that you and you alone are Yahweh, the only Most High God, exalted over all the earth.
Let it be so, Lord. Let it be so.
I came across these verses not too long ago, and the Lord just won't let them leave me. It's the promise fulfilled to Israel, but when I read it, it was personal. It was to me, and the more I've thought about these verses, I'm like, that's for the U.S. too. It says, Joshua 21, verse 43, so the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around according to all that he had sworn to their fathers, and not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. And so we just declare that today over Israel. His word is living. It never dies. He's the same yesterday as he is today. So we speak life over Israel, that he will give all their enemies into their hand. We speak that over ourselves, and we speak that over our nation in Jesus' name. Father, we speak into this election right now in the name of Jesus. And we recognize that no man or no group of people can save this nation. We realize and we take our stand on your side right now, Lord. We realize that you are the only one that can save this nation. And we decree and declare into that now, Father God. We ask you to come and have your way. Your will come, your kingdom come to the United States of America. Lord, I speak to every Christian who has complacently stayed at home instead of going to vote at any of our voting, our primaries, our general elections. Lord, I speak to them right now. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we put our hands to the plow and we actually are doing what you've called us to do, Lord. So we ask in the Spirit that you would go and that you would speak to their hearts. Lord, I pray that you would awaken them. I pray that you would, the light would come on, just like I saw this morning, Lord. I saw the map of the United States, and I began to see tiny little dots coming on all over the United States. And I thank you, Lord, and I decree into that, that you are awakening the hearts of Christian voters in this United States. Father, I pray that no more can they sit at home. No more can they say, my vote does not count. I'm only one person. Lord, we join right now and we become the standard that you have to raise up in this nation. Father, I pray that they would understand that they become a part of what you want to do in this nation. Lord, we speak into it now and we ask you that through this election you would pave the way for great revival and great renewal to come to our land. Lord, I decree from the west to the east, from the north to the south, a red wave of your blood, not a red wave of the Republicans, but a red wave of your blood would cross this nation, Lord. I pray for a tsunami of the power of God to come to this nation now in Jesus' name.
against wickedness in this nation. We call for God to show his glorious light, that abortion is, that murdering babies is not right, that mutilating children is sinful. God, grant repentance to a movement of calling sodomy marriage, Lord. We speak against sin in this nation. Wake this nation up to righteousness. God, help us to come back to you and glorify you, to stand for what you stand for and against what you're against, Lord. Wake up the church, Lord. We've slept too long. Wake up the church. Set us on fire for you, Lord. Help us to be your hands, your feet, your mouth. Help us to reach the lost. Help us to glorify you, Lord. Your will be done. Kingdom of God come. Your will be done in the United States of America.
Lord, we're such a blessed people. Lord, this country was founded by great men that loved you and put much of what you said in the Bible in our Declaration of Independence. Lord, there's been many sacrifices made in this country. Many people have given their lives. There's been much people that's gone through troubling and difficult times. But Lord, you have a good track record with us. Lord, you've always come through. And so we pray at this hour that we're in right now, we pray for a fair election. We pray against anything that would interfere with this election. And let, Lord, everyone that's a citizen, give them a right to vote, but only those that are citizens. So, Lord, I pray for safety upon our candidates. We don't want anything to happen to any candidate, Lord. So we come against any plans that would cause destruction or cause battles or wars within our country. So, Lord, we pray for freedom. Freedom in this election and freedom for your people.
Like a flood, I will raise up a standard, but I would submit to you this night, there is no enemy that can come in like a flood. When the enemy comes in, I will raise up a standard in your behalf. I will raise up a standard in the behalf of my children. And this month, you have come to the king. The king came in to the field this month. He came out of the palace and into the field, and my children, you have come to him this month. And I say to you this day, at the beginning of this year, you have never seen anything. This generation has never witnessed anything like I will raise up this year. Because I am on the throne, and I will not allow any floods to happen against my children. I will say to you today that you may say there is destruction. You may say the land is attacked. You may say the election is not right. You may say that people in the government at all levels are corrupt. You may say that there is nothing good around me. But I say to you, I am around you and I am good. And you look to me this day, and you will see the glory that only comes from me. You will see the glory that flows out from under my throne into the election. You will see the glory that flows out of my throne into the counties. You will see the glory that flows out of my throne into Alabama. And you will see the glory that flows out of my throne to my covenant children in Israel. Because I care about this world. I sent my son to die for this world, everyone included. And I say to you this day, my glory will shine in this new year because I am lifted up over all the things that are going on. And there is no enemy that can come in like a flood because I will raise up a standard against anything and I will flood anything the enemy seeks to do with my grace and my glory and my mercy. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I want to trail that with the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Lord, we lift up the churches of the Tennessee Valley, this northwestern part of Alabama. We pray that you would light every church up with the fire of God. Lord, may the pulpits come alive, proclaiming the uncompromised word of the living God. We thank you, Father, for this word. You are the God who has poured out your Spirit, and the standard is our Lord Jesus. It is the blood-soaked cross. It is his finished work. It is the gospel. So we pray, dear God, that there would be increasing levels of authority operating in this Tennessee Valley through the bride of Christ. May believers across this valley rise up in the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's something real specific on my heart that I feel like we're to agree on tonight. Something that the enemy wants to release like a flood has been like this opioid addiction, the drug culture. And Lord, we are praying tonight in this city and this region that there would begin to be the pulling back of the curtain, the exposure, Lord, of all the dens, all the houses where the drug trades are taking place. And we pray that exposure would come, that it would be shut down, shut down, shut down, shut down, shut down in the name of Jesus. We pray for all of our law enforcement officials, God, that your anointing to know, to see, to hear, to understand would be upon them, that your supernatural protection would be around them, Lord, that you would surround them as they're involved in the roundup. Lord, as they're rounding up all the people dispensing these illegal drugs, we pray that you would surround them with your grace. And Lord, every one of them that ends in jail, may they become a born-again, blood-bought, spirit-filled child of the living God in Jesus' name. Can we step back into that return, return, return? Let's just declare this over our region.
Lord, it was in your will to establish this nation. And every generation that has been birthed has been under your design and your purposes and your plans. And certainly there's been some in those generations that have not been faithful and remained. And that breaks your heart. It breaks our heart. And Father, we are in this presence now, in this generation that are upon the earth, in this day, in this region, in this state, in this nation. And Father, as we've aligned ourselves with the apple of your eye, Israel, God, we are moved in this presence, in this hour that you've called us together to come before you. And you have moved in us, stirred in us, your sons and your daughters. And we've sat in this place and heard your word tonight coming forth. That's what's in your heart. And so, God, I just look upon this nation and I see the map of America again. And I see it laid out, Father, and I see the shaking that's upon it. But I know that the purpose in it, Father, is to take and to shake off all the injustices and all the sins and all the filth and all the stuff that's been placed upon that river of righteousness that you established, Lord, that represents your work out and in and out and through this nation, Father, into the nations. So, Father, we see that you're moving and in this shaking, and that you're actually taking, cleansing us. You're bringing us back into that place to where that river of righteousness flows freely through this nation, and your glory shines out, God, through America into the nations again. Father, it's not for us, it's for you. You have established, you've called us forth, and we're answering, you're responding, Father. Thank you for the cleansing. Thank you for the shaking that brings us into a place of receiving the revelation of who you are and our destiny in you. So we step into that knowing this, that America shall be saved. Give you glory. Your glory, God. But along with that, Israel shall be raised up full of your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sounding of the shofar, but I want us to believe for something when this happens, when I ask Brother Roger to blow it. I want you to believe that you're going to receive an impartation, that we're going to carry something from here with us wherever we go. How many do we have here from Lauderdale County? Just raise your hand. Okay. How many from Colbert County? Thank you. Franklin County? Yes, Lisa. Lawrence County? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Any other counties? Tennessee? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. You know, we're stronger together. And we have begun doing this like every other month. And so if you want to be notified, if you'll write your name and email and phone number, I'll put you on a list and we'll notify you. I think something happens when we come together like this. And thank you for your willingness just to flow and step in and agree. That's so very, very important. I do want to let you know that there's going to be an all-in-Alabama meeting in Oxford at Pastor Kent Maddox Church there. And it's on Saturday, October the 18th. Chuck Pierce will be there. I think it's like from 9 till 2, 10 to 2. But you can look it up online, allinalabama.org. But you're invited to sign up and come to that. The registration is free.
what?
Talk about the workday Saturday in a moment. We joined with an organization called My Faith Votes, and what they do is they send us a recipient list, and we send out letters to voters who are Christian conservatives who are already registered to vote, but they're complacent in their voting. And they have found that by receiving another letter from another voter in the United States that's personalized to them and prayed over, that their chances of going to vote are from 20% to 50%, which is a great return on what we're doing. So right now we've got 1,000 letters ready to go out. They need stamps, and we have 1,300 more that need to be written, addressed, and stamped, so that hopefully Monday we can get 2,300 letters. They go to the swing states, so we are targeting right now Georgia and Pennsylvania. And so we're having a work day in the cafeteria Saturday from 10 to 12. And it takes about an hour to get out 25 letters, so we need lots of volunteers if you can come. It's just a note on a letter. You're not writing a letter, because I wouldn't trust some of y'all with letters. The letter's already written, yes, and approved. So anyway, we'll have lots of instruction. You'll see how it goes. But we'll meet in the cafeteria from 10 to 12 Saturday.
That's awesome, and that's not rocket science coming up. And also from 9 to 10 here Saturday morning at Grace House is our monthly prayers for healing service, where we pray for the sick, and we have people come from the city to receive prayer ministry. So if you need prayer in that regard, you're welcome to come to that as well. Now, can we raise our hands to our Lord and King, Jesus Christ? Jesus on three. One, two, three.
Jesus!
God bless you. Thank you for being here. You may go in peace. Thank you, worship team. You're amazing.